Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you, for getting up this morning and coming on the call to share with us a word from the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to start off your day with the Lord. It sets the tone for the rest of your day. And we thank God for each and every one of you that saw fit to join us this morning on this Renew Your Strength Thursday. Now let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you. We so give you thanks for this call this morning. And we thank you for the founders to have the wisdom to start this call that could join us all together so that we can come and worship your name every morning to get a wonderful start to our day. God, we ask you to continue blessings over this call as it continues to go forth and touch many, 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 many more lives. God, we thank you for Artists International that brought us all together, that boomed and tied us together. God, we ask in your hand over the message this morning. Let it be received with our ears, but more so with our heart. Let it be food to our bodies that we can strengthen ourselves in you and go out and be those ministers in the marketplace that you have called us to be. We ask you to watch over this call, cover it with your blood, that they will be unhindered, and that we can hear every word, that there will be no disruptions on this call. God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line. We ask that you renew their strength this morning on this Thursday. God, we lift you up. We bless you. We shall ever give you all praise and all honor. And this we ask in your name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. This has been Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it has been a privilege and an honor to welcome and see each and every one of you in this telecommunications sanctuary. I look forward to hearing you again on the call tomorrow, and right now I shall turn this call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, my beautiful sister, our Silver Fox Minister, Jackie Henderson. God bless you, and thank you so much for greeting the people of God this morning and for your powerful prayer. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. It's so good to get together with you this morning. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Well, this call, the Master's Call, was founded 7 years ago, a little bit over 7 years ago, by Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Our scripture verse is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Every year, the Lord blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme, and our theme for this year is, "In 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen." Not only just fulfilled, not only being seen, but it is being fulfilled. Let's keep that in mind. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And it's a blessing that we can always go there to hear any and all of the messages that have been archived there on that website. As you know, we are a place for prayer, and we are just so blessed that you have given us your prayer request, because we believe in praying diligently for you each and every day. And on Fridays, as you know, we are here a little bit longer so that we can personally hear your testimonies and your prayer requests. However, if it's not a Friday and there's something that you want us to pray about, if there's a testimony that you want to share for us, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please know that we will be praying for you. Now, this company was founded over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, 26 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. We were at that time called Artists International. We are now Artists Life. And there are great products there. If you want to find more about the products, if you want to find out about the opportunity with Artist Life, just get with the person who told you about this call, and I can guarantee you that an appointment with Artist will change your life forever. The new there's a call called the New Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and a team of great leaders will be there to give you vital and very good information on how you can benefit from the wonderful Artist products, as well as how your business can be changed. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 294-617-pound. And today is Testimonial Thursday. In addition, I want you to remember that there is a conference that's going to be held on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's the Artist Life Extravaganza in LA. So you're going to want to register for that conference. It's only $29 in LA. So you want to be sure to be there. In addition, church service will be held that Sunday. So if the Lord has put it on your heart in any way to be a part of the church service, please feel free to contact us at info@themasterscall.net to let Dr. Vanessa and our prayer general know how you would like to be a part of the prayer service that will be held. Also, I need to tell you that we have a bridge number. Some of us can't get on the call because, you know, there's a charge. Well, there's a bridge number, and that bridge number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707, and you're going to want to follow the prompts in order to get there. Well, for so much for the announcements, I am going to introduce our speaker for the morning, and then I will come back with more announcements after the call. Our speaker is none other than my directional sister, Minister Cynthia Cox, the Honorable Cynthia Cox. She is no stranger at all to Artist International, the Artist Life, and the TMC call. The Honorable Cynthia Cox entered the political world in 2006. As the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. In 2008, Cynthia Cox, our Minister Cynthia, was elected as the 79th AD Female District Leader and has held that position for the past 7 years. Minister Cynthia serves as the DC 37 Union member and a board member at a number of charities and business groups. As an active NAACP Bronx branch member and a New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th District on issues of social services and economic needs, with her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Honorable Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police. So watch out, you know, she can lock you up. But she's going to lock us up with the word this morning. The Honorable Minister Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurial program. So it is my pleasure to present to some and introduce to others none other than my directional sister from the Bronx, New York, whom I love. Are you there, Minister Cynthia Cox?
Yes. Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you, and I love you back. Thank you, Minister. Well, I just, every time I sit here, I just It just makes me smile. Good morning, and happy Thursday to the family. Let us give praise this morning to my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We want to thank you, Minister Jackie, for that beautiful tag, Renew Your Strength Thursday, and open us up in prayer. Thank you, Minister Willa. Every time it just makes me glow for that introduction. I'll be saying, is she really talking about me? Lord, that's why we got to understand what God has given to us, and we have to spend our gifts, and God has given us gifts, but we got to open them up just like Christmas. Praise God for the two awesome, amazing women, for the master called Dr. P.K. Roberts Hatton and Dr. Vanessa Wonderful, for their vision. You have to be a visionary to open up this. We were so grateful. And we also thank the Diaz de Leon family for connecting all us together with Artist Life for the last 28 years plus. And we are so blessed this morning. We are blessed. I'm just shouting here in my apartment, thanking God for this. So my subject today is no gift from God is insignificant. No gift from God is insignificant. That's why I have to smile sometimes when you're reading my bio. You know, I'm working on my gifts. I don't want the pastor. I was at a church once day, and they said, you don't want to leave, you want to leave empty, meaning you share all your gifts with everyone. So that's where, you know, I sometimes they ask me, how do I rest? Yeah, God will stop you. You know, don't you worry. You will get stopped. Sure you will, because I know I do a lot, but it's all in the God in me. And so I just thank God for that. And I'm just saying, like I said, no gift from God is insignificant. Reading from Romans 11 and 29, for the gifts and calling of God is without repent. You know, that's why I said I thank God every day for this call, because really, it really connects us all together. And, you know, that's when you really, when they ask you to come on and say your name, that's your gift. You speak in gift, because we have Mother Oliver over here. She's 102. She gets up and say her name, and we got people younger than her can't even get on the call wanting to say your name. You got to speak up. God is giving you that gift to speak this morning. And I just want to say, I like everyone. It's an important question I want to ask everyone. Is God finished with you yet? Think about it. Is God finished with you yet? So God has brought me a long ways from that North Carolina where I came, raised with my grandmother and grandfather, and I thank God for that, because they gave me the tools to move forward. New York is a big city. New York is New York. But you can come here and you can leave. But one thing, I have gained so much here in New York, and I thank God for that because of God. You may feel as if you've given up on you, that he's never used you like you once thought he would. Yet there's something deep inside of you that persists and say, God has put me together a certain way, for a purpose, for the exact place and time. I had no idea I'd come to New York to do what I do, but God knew already. You are the most important, unique, quality person equipped for the face on earth to do God what God created you to do. Amen. God created us to do. I mean, gifts after gifts. We have so many gifts, but like some people, Pastor said, some people leave without using their gifts. I'm planning to use every gift that God has given me, and I thank God for that. Don't neglect your gifts from God placed within you. It's amazing how people can devote their entire lives to their endeavor for a professional that has nothing to do with the inborn talent. In fact, many spend their lifetime trying to change what God has made them. They ignore God's given composition, which constantly seek to change their natural makeup. Instead, each of us should recognize our intimate gifts, talent, strength. Do everything in your power to build on them. You'll find the growing coming from a building on talent, gifts, and strength, not solving problems. Amen, amen. I just want to say, this 2018 we just started, write down your gifts. See what you could do. I thank God for the gift from artists. They're giving us to be an artist representative. This is a gift. And we have something to give to our clients so that they become healthy. So this is a gift. I mean, if we understand the gift, so just think about it, the gift from God. One of the most important facts that you can discover about God's gift is calling is your life, that they are permanent and enduring. Romans 11:29, as I read before, tell us that the gift and God's calling are not without repent. That's in the King James Bible. But, you know, I begin to read more. I have a lot of Bible, so everyone has a different way they do this. So I just said, well, wow. And the Greek word translated into repent is the reversible. Literally means irrevocable. Okay, irrevocable. Really grabs a hold of this. Let us fully sink in God with never recalling our gifts and talents. He gives us gifts. Are we really using all our gifts? Think about it. What gifts do you have? Even if you never done something, anything with them, even if you failed them time and time again, get up and move forward. God's gifts is calling us, still resident with you. They are there every day. Choose to do something with them. I think about my success coach, Mr. Platinum President, Diamond President Reggie Flanagan, and he used all of his gifts. Every Friday night, he's using his gifts. He shared with us every Friday night. But we have to understand that's he's pouring out. We need to be understand. We have to come and say, let me stop what I'm doing and get on these calls and learn what I learned so I can go out and be a light to somebody. I can give the gift of life. Give life to people because these products has done just that. My niece in Texas says she's going to sign them because it saved her father and her brother's life. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. I went to God in prayer. I was so emotional, so I just had to say, oh, God has not made all the same, but we understand what God has given. And I thank God for Mother Oliver, and she is 102. She can get on the phone. That's her gift. God gave her the gift, and I thank God that I could plug her in. He planned exactly how you are and planned it for you to do different unique cables. And when it happened, it put a smile on his face. God smiled. Because if I could plug it in, that's a smile. He's smiling down on me. And I thank God for her. You know, I just look at it. I said, you know, God, we don't know what we're going to do, what's going to happen, but we know that you never change. You gave us the gifts of life. We need to understand it. But now God has set the members to each of us, them, the body just to please. Reading 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 the NKJV version, is pleasing to him to make you individual mixed and important and valuable. We are valuable. We are important to God. God is so thankful. He never changes, do we? Gift and talents are God deposit into our personal account. It's just like deposit with artists pay us these plans in our account. This is personal. We understand that. We determine interest on them. We determine the interest on it. By giving gifts to out, I saw a reverend last night, and I had my my red bottle. You know, I carry my bottle everywhere I go. And the pastor says, oh, you didn't give. He lives in the building. So he said, you didn't give. But I said, I did bring it up to you, but I'm going to give him, I'm going to go and bring it to him again today. Because that's, you know, he's looking at me. And that bottle, I'm telling you, everyone should go and get it. I thank God for the Ohio team that had that chain on it. So I do wear my bottle everywhere I go. I think that's the awesome because one thing about it, people look at you, they won't forget you. They take a memory, they take a picture of you, and they won't forget you. So all I can say is we need to be sharing this opportunity as much because that's our gift. The greatest amount of interest and attention to give them a great value become God's gift, not loan. A gift, not a loan. There's always deposits. As such, never deplete. God is good to us, so we must be good to our clients because, you know, I thank God for Father, Papa, Dion. They say he got laid off when he was 50 years old. That was his gift. He came, and then he came and brought it to us, and so we must take this serious. In fact, more than we usually a greater tongue more valuable than become. When they are put into use, they provide information, insight, and results cannot be accomplished anyway. We understand that there is a gift here. We need to understand that we need to go out and share this as quick as we possibly can because somebody needs you. I signed a bishop up, Bishop Rosemary, and she had shared with me one of her clients had cancer. So me, as a person of going out, I called the sister, and she said, yes, I want it. So, see, that's saying we have something we need to give, but if we share like we should, people need what we have. The Bible tells us this encouraging news. God has given each of us ability to certain things, and well, in Romans 12 and 6 reads, says, each of us should make full use of the gifts and talent that God has restored upon us, and to be not to be abound in one, but while becoming a bankrupt in another. There is a saying, if only tools you have is a hammer, then treat everything like a nail. Don't make that mistake and use all your God gifts has given you. Use your gift because God is watching us. He's waiting for us to come and be that light we want to be able to share with each and everyone. Never understand the purpose of this gift within you. There's a soul attached to your gift. Gifts and talents are given to you not only so that we can fulfill his purpose in our own lives, but also that we can affect people's. God wants us, each of us, go through it. The problem is those who are waiting to be affected by God has placed within you. So evaluate yourself. Define and refine your gifts, talent, and strength today. Choose today to look for opportunity to exercise your unique God-ordained gifts and calling. Our goal is at the end of our lives to have lived so we don't have any gifts or talent remain because we use them all. That's my goal. We use all of our gifts. God, we look at Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. They use their gift. They brought us together on this call. So I want to leave you with some four things that's going to, so you have something to think about today. Don't call it a dream. Call it a plan. Amen? Amen. Secondly, work hard and silence and let success make the noise. That's what we're talking about when we're doing artists. Let success make the noise. Number three, never stop learning because life never stops teaching us. Amen? Amen. And number four, you never fail until you stop trying. So no gift from God is insignificant. Amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Willard.
Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for the rich word. I will call you back for our benediction after we pray over our prayer requests and after the announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, our King, our Savior, our all in all, we come to you this morning with humble hearts. We thank you so much for the message that we have heard this morning, O God. We thank you that you have given us all gifts. We thank you, Lord, that you are not finished with us yet because we still have life in our bodies. Father, we thank you so much for Minister Cynthia. We ask, O God, that you enrich her, that you shower her with your love. Father, that you restore her everything that Satan has tried to take from her because you said in your word that you would. Father, we ask you put virtue back in her, O God. Refresh her, renew her so she can continue to be a minister of your word. Father, we thank you so much for this time together. Now, Lord, we ask you forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we lift up our prayer requests. Father, there are many who are afflicted in their bodies, but you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So we lift up our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Lord. Father, we call those things that be not as though they were. And we thank you, Lord, for excellent test results. We lift up our minister, Kai Brown. We lift up our minister, Jackie Henderson. Father, we lift up our brother, Freddie Terrell. We thank you, oh God, that they are all healed by the blood and by the power of your might in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up anyone else whose name I may have forgotten. Charge it to my head and not my heart in the name of Jesus. A blanket of healing over each and every person. Father, we continue to lift up the families who are still mourning the homegoing of a loved one in the name of Jesus. Anastasia and her family, oh God. Father, even as Minister Bonita gets through this time, oh God, continue to comfort her. Father, as I celebrate the homegoing of my mom, which will be 4 years on tomorrow, I celebrate that she is there with you. Father, we celebrate that our dear sister, Ada LaVette Grace, is with you, rejoicing in the name of Jesus. So, Father, right now we continue to lift up her children. We lift up her grandchildren. We lift up her mother, Jessie. We lift up Doug, Lord. And, Father, we just ask that you really rock them, oh, God, and love on them, oh, God, and let them feel your power, your grace, and your mercy, and your peace above all, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you so much, Lord, for giving her to us for the time that we had her. Father, we lift up Jackie Henderson's granddaughter, Elena, Father. We just thank you, oh God, for all that you are doing in her life in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Mother Oliver, hallelujah, who gets on this call at 102. Oh, glory be to God. Continue to strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Father, so we thank you for this time. We thank you that you have not given up on us. And God, cause us to put away those things that are standing in your way that's keeping us from those gifts that you have given us. Just like the Lord told the children of Israel, put it away. So we put away those things that are not of you so that we can step in to what you would have us to do. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you are going to want to go back and hear this rich message about our gifts because we have all been gifted with something. So in order to hear the playback, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 957-677-POUND. Again, we also remember we have the conference that's coming up, and that is in Los Angeles, California, Artist Life Extravaganza, March 9th, 10th, and 11th, and you can go to your back office to register for that conference. And remember, the New Morning Motivational Call is immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. We want to thank each and every one of you for sowing into the homegoing service of our dear Ada LaVette Grace. And we just thank you so much. And at some point, her mother will be joining us so she can personally thank you. And thank each of you for joining us this morning. We continue to lift you up in prayer. And we just praise the Lord for our fellowship. You know, I'm going to just say, I heard last night at church, we don't hear people say it anymore. Blessed be the ties that bind. We have a tie that is binding us. So again, family, I love you. And as I always say, y'all know from my heart to yours, I love me some y'all. Okay, I'm going to turn you into the hands of Minister Cynthia for the benediction. Go out and have a wonderful day as we renew our strength on this Thursday. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Minister Willie.
Oh, I'm sorry. So and again, Minister Jackie, thank you so much for greeting us so beautifully this morning. Okay, Minister Cynthia, it's all yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Willard. You and Minister Jackie, y'all guys are awesome. I pray that you, pray to God, peace, give you everything you need so that you can do what is want God done for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Go out and have a beautiful day, everybody. God bless you, and use your gifts and talents.